Going on, New York. It has been too long. A couple months to be exact. But welcome back to another glorious episode of
Nick Synonymous. We back in the building.
We coming back with a bang, baby, and you'll understand in a second. But episode
101.
101, baby. Oh my god, it's so good to be back. I hate off season. I hate off season.
Who's gonna say the off season season? Like, yeah. Off season to the off season.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
That would be the season.
Yeah, man. It's just so boring, bro. Like, no Knicks Anonymous, no basketball. No,
there's a lot of speculation.
No. This is why we're here. This is why we're back. This is that time of the month where that trade malarkey comes into play, and there's a whole bunch of it, and we're going to get into that. But first things first, shout out to the Knicks Anonymous family. Thank you for everybody who follows us on all social medias that Stevie is about to get into. You guys have been awesome. We came back a couple days ago, and immediately everybody was showering us with comments and love and hate, which we take as love because, you know, it's kind of our job to deal with both. So if
it could hate, I don't want to say we necessarily got hate, just disagreement. Hate would have been like a little hostility. I wouldn't say we got any hostility or nothing like that. Just a lot of disagreement. I'll say that.
Okay. Disagreements. But yeah, shout out to you guys. You guys are the best. We are the people's voice, Stevie.
And of course, we are nothing without you, beautiful, and of course, the ugly people.
Everybody is welcome. Knicks Anonymous is for everybody. Stevie, what happened?
I was going to say, even if you're not a Knicks fan.
Yeah, whoever.
Speaking of which, I just thought of an idea. We got to start interacting with, like, other fan podcasts.
That'd be cool, just to get, like, their insight.
Yeah, like if we want one of their plays, they'd be like, nah, y'all want him. You know what I mean? Give they, you know what I mean? Their feedback on that. That's just something I just thought of right now. But
that'd be dope. But yo, bro, listen, this is a special episode. We're back. I got the orange. Look at, do y'all remember me? I had hair last season. I don't have hair this season. I got the bean. I got the waves coming in right now. It's low tide. Don't wave check me, Stevie. There ain't nothing there. I got the orange silk on for the Knicks.
It takes time, bro.
Oh, it takes hella time.
Oceans don't form overnight.
Spitting. I'm going to get that tatted. Stevie, tell the lovely people where they can find and chat with us.
Oh, sure. You can follow us on Instagram at Knicks Anonymous. Follow us on TikTok at Knicks Anonymous. We're not really active on there, but we got a few videos on there you can check out. Follow us on Twitter at Knicks Anonymous, spelled KNICKZ Anonymous. We got hacked before. But that's our new page now. Well, not new, but that's the page. You can also find us on platforms such as Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Spotify, and Breaker.
Yes, sir. And if that's not enough for you, we got a beautiful template you're looking at on YouTube, which has all the social medias down below scrolling by. And if that is not enough for you, you can look down in the description and you will find all the links that you need. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe if you're on YouTube.
Go to the website, NicksAnonymous.com.
NicksAnonymous.com. We still got the pins up there. Yeah, man. So let's get into this episode. So first things first, we're going to go into the past a little bit. Because we do, our show slogan is past, present, and future, right? So we're going to go into the past real quick. So
not that far back,
but the past is the past, regardless of how, whether it be a day, a week, whatever it may be. So, before the week, this week started last week, me and Stevie were just speculating about who we could get. A lot of big names were thrown around. Porzingis was thrown around. Bradley Beal was thrown around. Paul George has been thrown around.
That was a weird one to me. That came out of nowhere.
Nah, yeah. So, off rip, two out of those three are blockbuster trades, right? For us, they didn't end up blockbuster trades. Oh, spoiler alert! We didn't get none of those guys. Whoopty fucking do. You know, quarter. We're starting off the episode right. Yeah. Bro, so, spoiler alert.
I'm so glad we didn't get Beal.
No, no, I got you, Steve. Okay, I know you got a lot on your mind. I know. The trade malarkey. I know this is your favorite time of the year. Yeah, so spoiler alerts, we didn't get none of those guys, and thank God. I think the best one out of the three would have been Porzingis, because we would have got him.
Agreed. That made the most sense.
It made the most sense. You know, we could get rid of Hartenstein, put Mitch on the bench, because Mitch is a little bit of an offensive liability. Nothing against Mitch, you know, but why wouldn't you want a 7-foot offensive Porzingis who's not bad at defense to light up with the starting lineup and then have big body Mitch to come in as the cleanup? What's wrong with that? That sounds amazing. But
unfortunately, he ended up on the Celtics.
That was a wild one. I'm not going to lie to you. I did not see that coming at all.
Originally, Brogdon was in the deal, but they took him out, and they ended up sending Marcus Smart to the Grizzlies. I think that was stupid on their part, bro. That's going to hurt.
They don't have a point guard.
No, they got Brogdon, but he's not a starter. Losing Smart's going to hurt them, bro, and that's going to help the Grizzlies. I'm going to throw that out there.
So you think that's a steal?
That made the Grizzlies such a better team. Watch. Mark my words.
That's a super steal. Because now you have what? Smart backing up John Morant? That's OD.
Nah, I would assume he's going to be the starting two. Matter of fact, not even. Because Desmond Bane is the two, if I'm correct. Dylan Brooks is a free agent. Wow, how's that going to work? Either way, that's good. That's a good problem to have.
I mean, John Morant is suspended 25 games, so maybe that.
He'll start, but when he comes back, until he comes back. So either way, like, Grizzlies will be fine. They're going to be fine.
So the Knicks could not acquire Porzingis. Let's get into the real malarkey. let's start with Bradley Beal, because he brought him up. What were your thoughts on that when you first heard Bradley Beal? And this is not the first time. It's not the first time. We talked about him last year too. So this is not
the
first.
Suns. How do you healthy? That's a pretty dangerous team.
How do you feel about the idea of him? Because F the Suns. We're not talking about the Suns. We're just talking about.
Yeah, you're right. We're Knicks anonymous, not Suns anonymous.
Yeah,
you're
F
absolutely
Suns.
Right. Sorry.
F the Suns. So how did you feel about him, OD? How did you feel about him? Like, the idea of him coming to the Knicks and what it would have cost to get him?
First of all, the cost isn't bad from what the Suns got him for. That means we could have got him for something around the same thing.
You know it doesn't work that way, bro. You know they would have wanted
to. Well, yeah, They
would
have tried to fleece us.
And I have something to back on that, but go ahead. I got something to back on that.
Well, I'm just going by what they gave. I'll let you make that point when I'm finished. If you want to go with that.
Yeah,
I'm just going by what they gave up. From the list of things, we could have got him for a steal as well. But I didn't want Bradley Beal. Injury prone. The contract is crazy. Bro, he signed a max contract just last year. So, you know what I mean? This is going to be year two of that contract coming up. I'm good. Not saying he's a bad player. Bradley Beal, he pretty much do it all except defend. He's not really a good defender. Not like that. Scorer, we all know. Lights out scorer. Underrated passer, actually. Bradley Beal's a pretty good passer.
Yes.
But the contract, if not for the contract, I'd have took the chance.
Yes,
but the contract was killer to me, and the injuries, obviously.
Yeah, and that's very important to note. Sometimes the contract isn't reflective on the player itself. Sometimes it's just from the organization they come from. And what I mean is that I don't think Bradley Beal is worth that contract. Like you said, I don't think, like, he's a great player. But he's not Steph Curry money worthy. The reason why he got and for people that say, oh, then why did he get it? Bro, look where he came from. The Washington Wizards had nothing but him. So they had to do it. And he ended up leaving anyway. So they're F, you know what I mean, in terms of, like, you know, I mean, now they're in a better situation because now they got rid of him and they opened up space. But they already spent that money in cap. So, you know, now they're on a full rebuild right now. They got rid of Porzingis. That's why they got rid of everybody. They got to get this money back. That money they spent on Beal, they got to get that back. So if we acquire that, we're going to be right in that same situation. We got to get rid of people to pay him. So, you know, we would have no choice but to gut the team. And when it come back to that point, everybody on the Knicks right now has a very specific place. We are a team. We're not a one-man show. If we take three players out, we are going to be in a serious hole if that person we get does not feel what those three players did. Everybody on this team has a specific role. and everybody plays that role to the T. Even the bench, even when it comes to Deuce McBride, he's very important because once Brunson goes down, Quickly's coming in the starting lineup, and he's coming right in for Quickly, right off rip. So everybody has a very specific role on this team, and this team is very intricate when it comes to their design, which is very good. I think it's overrated. I mean, not overrated. It's overlooked. And, you know, even when it comes to the stability of the team, we really had no injuries up until this season. You know, unfortunately happened at the worst part. But for the duration of the season, everybody played.
For the most part, that's true. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we're young. You know, I wouldn't want to trade it for a hurt old Max Bradley Beal. That's OD. And someone, I think StatMuse posted it. From 2020 to 2021, I think Bradley Beal played 140 games.
Oh, so he's the Zion of shooting guards, basically.
Same with Paul George. Paul George is the same thing. People forget Paul George's leg came out of his socket. Like, yo, his leg fucking tore off.
Yeah, you know, I remember that, bro. That was brutal.
Why would you want that? You know, like
they got a video. Yo, bro, that was brutal, bro. I'm sorry to laugh at that, bro. But yeah, why would you want that? Especially knowing that that was in his past. And that's no disrespect to Paul George, because he did come back from it and he played good ball, but he's injury prone.
That's the problem. That, and someone needs to tell me. I put a post on Instagram, and a lot of people were actually digging it. So I think I'm gonna do more than that, more of those. But for the most part, everybody agrees to the fact that Paul George is elite. We all know what Paul George, PG-13. We look what he did to us. He's the reason why we didn't make it to the chip that year with Melo.
He single-handedly broke up the Knicks tape.
You know what I mean? He's the Knicks' worst nightmare. You know what I mean? So, you know, we got nothing against Paul George. It's just he's old. You know, not old literally, but in the NBA, 30 is the benchmark.
Yeah, bro. In NBA years, once you're 30, like, you old.
Yeah, you got it.
Middle age is 27. 30 is old.
Yeah, 30 is the line. 30 is the line.
Especially in modern NBA.
You know, yeah. Especially if you're pushing 33, like, oh, God, yeah. Bro. I can't. You're pushing 33 and you have a bionic leg. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not digging that.
A bionic leg.
I'm not digging that. So
the winter soldier, but his leg.
Yeah, I'm good off that. And again, I said it in on Instagram as well, which you should definitely follow. We're definitely getting more active on that because the season is, you know, we're getting closer towards decision time.
Yes, Saturday.
Yeah, and we have some targets in mind that I think the Knicks will definitely, you know, low cost, high reward. But back to Paul George. You know, he's hurt. He's old.
What more could you say?
Yeah. what more can you say, man? You know, and a lot of people agree. You know, he's elite, but dude, what? You're another one. He played like 135 games since 2020, 2021. That's the loan management squad. You know what I mean? I'm good.
It's weird. Like, the Knicks fan base want us to take major risks this offseason. Like, Zion, Paul George, Bradley Beal. Porzingis, I understand, because he's another injury-prone one. But again, out of all those guys, he made the most sense. Other three, like, is this not to say that their careers are over, but their injury history is so bad. Like, you think to at least me personally, you think to yourself, like, is this it for them? Again, like I said about Beal, if he stays healthy, that Suns team is dangerous. Not saying they're gonna win it all, but they'll do damage. But that's if he's healthy. You know what I mean?
Best now, luckily,
is availability. Remember that.
Say it again.
The best ability is availability.
That was for the people in the back. But listen, what good are you? I get it. You are like Mike. Shout out to Mike TV. He's our number one troll. He said Zion is better than the entire Knicks team. I was like, even if that's true, which it probably is. I don't know. Even if it is true. What good are you if you can't play? What good are you if you can't play? Like, people say it all the time. People say it all the time about, like, like Randall or something like that. Oh, he doesn't show up to play. He doesn't. At least he's on the court.
Facts. Facts.
At least he's on the court. Zion is on the bench with baby mama drama and a huge check. And he does nothing.
Oh, we don't want to get into that, bro. Like, he needs to run from that situation. That's for a whole other podcast. Like, let the drama podcast talk about that one.
Oh, dude.
I'm just going to say one thing about that, bro. The chick tattooed her name, his name on her face. Yeah, he better run, bro. Run for it. Run for it.
See,
run.
Bro, that NBA money be making people go crazy. I don't know what's going on.
They not even her money.
No, it's...
He needs to run, bro. But the point being, because I don't want to get into that, we're a basketball podcast. That's another reason to stay away from him. He got that popping. At least Julius Randle got his shit in order.
Yeah, and
him and Kendra seem deeply in love.
And you could imagine the publicity if that were to happen in New York. God forbid, the last thing we need is for us to do a blockbuster trade. So that person could sit on the bench for 50% of the season. My God, would the fucking press blow up?
But hey, half the fan base is asking for that. That's the funny part.
But they don't want that. They don't want that, but yet they're asking for it. And we're gonna get to that. That's at the end of the show. Twitter has been going bonkers as usual, bro. I'm not even gonna lie to you. Twitter's been bugging. I was doing some afternoon reading when we got off the phone this afternoon. I was like, yo, what is wrong with these people? Like, what is really wrong with y'all? Like, not all of y'all, but like the toxic,
like the interactions have been reasonable, like on our page. It's reading other people's stuff.
That one post you posted, we got it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The reactions to that weren't that bad. You know, I expected disagreement. You know what I mean? Nobody really said anything crazy. The only thing that made me laugh was the dude who told me, don't tell fans how to fan. I was like, I didn't tell you how to fan, bro. I just told you what you're going to do, and then you told me you're going to do it.
That's a fact. Yeah, hold on to that.
What were you arguing? We'll get to that later.
Hold on to that. So, for the past section of this show, I would say success, because we didn't jump the gun, we didn't do anything unnecessary, and we didn't do anything out the box. So that's good. Now to the present. We have, like Stevie said, Saturday's coming up, so we have some decisions to be making. Now, I'm going to read off a list, because there's a list of people. There's about 5. 5 names. Right, and we're gonna briefly go through each one. How can they help the team, or if they can help the team at all? So coming into this offseason, you saw the Miami Heat game, the whole series, the whole series in general, the whole playoff series. If you're a fan and you have eyeballs and you have a brain, you would know that the Knicks need shooting. Now, you can argue we have shooting that's not grown into full potential yet. That's fine. But we need somebody that has that potential now, so he can hold it down while the other guys can figure their shit out. The blind can't be leading the blind. All right? So, first name on the list, Max Strus from the Miami Heat, who completely annihilated us.
He's a 3. Am I correct?
He is a 3.
Max Strus would be a good look. You know, he showed, the way I see it, if you could play in Spoelstra's system, you could play in Thibodeau's system. They're not the same, but they are kind of similar. They're both defensive-minded schemes. And the good defender off the bench that can shoot, obviously, because he smoked us, like you said.
Yes, sir.
So he can help.
Max Strus is averaging 12 points, shooting 41% from the field and 35% from three.
I'm curious to see what his number what his numbers were for the playoffs. But that's not bad off. Those aren't bad percentages off the bench.
In playoffs, he shot 32% from three and 40%. So he shot four.
Really?
Yeah, he shot actually worse.
It seemed like he was going off on us.
He was.
Oh boy. Damn it.
I mean, he was still going off. 30 he was just 2% off, really. So
he would be a good look off the bench. I wouldn't mind him. He'd be a decent target.
So yeah, so his problem is his availability. Most likely Miami will re-sign him. That's probably a definite. He just touched the finals. I'm sure he's gonna go back to Miami.
Maybe. You never know. Somebody might overpay for him. I hope it won't be us. Maybe somebody
that,
will pay
that
for
that
him.
that is another big thing. We gotta make sure we don't get into the wrong bidding war for any of these guys.
Remember, Leon Rose is kind of cheap.
Leon Rose is it, and he's actually hated for that, which is pretty funny. Okay, so this name I really didn't see coming, but I could definitely see why. Torrey Craig from the Suns. He would probably be more so for defense. He's kind of a hard-nosed hustler. He's not really that. He's actually a very good three-point shooter. He's 39%, but he doesn't really shoot that much. That's coming off like maybe off three shots a game, three threes a game. He's averaging 7 points, 5 rebounds, shooting 45% from the field and 39% from three.
Oh, that's not too bad. Especially off the bench. He had another one. That would be a depth signing. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Let me not even say that. Because he would get minutes. He's a backup. What is he, a three?
He is a small forward, yes.
Let's see. Yeah. And he can run the four as well. Wow. Interesting option. I can't even lie. Torrey Craig is an interesting option. Decent percentages, you just said, you know what I mean? Like, why not? For the right price, I'd take him, bro. Because remember, with the Knicks, here's what I got to realize. I can understand, for those watching this, I can understand the first two names are kind of underwhelming. This is what the Knicks are going to need, because our starting five's already set. The only way we're going to change the starting five is through a trade. So free agency is going to be all about depth and improving the depth. So, with that said, so far, Strus and Torrey Craig wouldn't be bad options, especially considering they're both threes, and we need depth at the threes for the most part, because we're good at guard. You know what I mean?
Yes.
We have enough guards.
And one thing to point out here is these two are tall, so these two would add height. Craig, not so much. Max Strus is a little bit is taller.
Well, Craig is 6'7", so he'd be another 6'7" guy. We have a bunch of those. But still, yeah. he could also run the four. So that's what separates him from the other 6'7" guys we have.
That is very true. So yeah, so Torrey Craig would be like a Josh Hart. And we all know what Josh Hart did for us. So Torrey Craig might not be a bad look. But that's a good point that you pointed out though, Stevie. That this offseason, we need to be this free agency.
Yeah, it's offseason.
But right. for the free agency. We need to be very mind focused on depth more than, because the starting five is, that's what people need to understand. This, because people, I already see it. People are getting their hopes up. Oh, get the best free agent on the market. Let's break the bank.
We don't got that money. We got the mid-level exception.
Everyone needs to relax. Listen, slow and steady wins the race. I told somebody on Twitter. I forgot what I said on Twitter. I got to bring it up.
I know what you're going to say, because I saw you put it. But basically, I don't remember the exact words.
It was a train analogy.
Yeah, to paraphrase, you said let Leon Rose cook.
Yeah, Rome. Basically, what I said, Rome wasn't built in a day. That's pretty much what I said in a train metaphor. I don't know how I said it, but pretty much Rome isn't built in a day, and we got to take the slow and steady route. And that's exactly what Leon Rose is doing. Look at Leon Rose is doing what y'all wanted. Y'all said we wanted to build the process, build through the draft. We built through the draft. We literally built through the draft so much, we didn't even draft this year.
Yeah.
All we did was sign Obi Toppin's brother and some other guy.
Forgot his name, but he got some good reviews.
You know what I mean? So, bro, we're good. We're in a good spot. We're in a good headspace. So let's just keep that in mind. Next one, I'm going to save one name for last because I think he's going to be the guy. George Niang.
George Niang.
Is it George? Is that it? There's an S at the end of his name. I don't know if that's how you say his name.
Not sure, honestly. And I don't know too much about him, to be honest with you.
He shoots 40% from three, 44% from two.
Not bad.
And in the playoffs, he shot 46%. Damn.
It's good.
George Niang. He's good.
I feel so uninformed right now. Wow, for once, I'm stumped. But judging by those percentages, yeah, why not? No,
George Niang is good. When he plays against us, he's definitely a problem. He's a big dude. He's chunky. 6'7", small forward. Power forward, sorry.
Man, what's 6'7" guys, bro?
I don't know. I guess we could actually use him for the he's too slow to be a three. But power forward, if we wanted to go the Obi route, because we all know that there's some situations going on with Obi, not to bring up any conspiracies or anything, we just know that there's some talking going on, there's some heads are bumping right now. So, you know, if they wanted to move, George Niang wouldn't be a bad look to replace Obi Toppin. He's a better shooter, he's a better rebounder, and he's a better defender than Obi, too. He's just not... The only thing Obi got on him is athleticism. Pretty much it.
Yep. Okay.
So if we wanted to go that route, I don't think George Niang would definitely, he would definitely wouldn't be a bad look. Now to the main course. Dante DiVincenzo.
Let me not say I wanted us to sign him last year, but I remember saying we should have looked at him at least. So the fact that he's free now and the rumors are out there that we're actually looking to sign him, plus the whole Villanova connection with Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart, I think we signed him. And everybody who asks how he fits in, easy. Josh Hart could be the backup three. He'll be the backup two.
Because Josh Hart does average 9 rebounds. So it's not like Josh, because don't listen. Josh Hart is like Draymond Green. Draymond Green is small for his position, but he's a huge impact, and Josh Hart is the same way. Do not underlook Josh Hart. He's a small man, big heart. So he can definitely fill the position that needs to be filled, unless you put him at center or something. You know what I mean? He might even do it. Who knows?
I don't see Tibbs doing that. Going super small ball? Nah.
OD.
Johnny Bryant, maybe. Should he take the rounds when Tibbs' contract runs out? And by the way, Knicks fans, excuse me.
Tibbs is staying. Stay enraged. Tibbs is
stay.
Stay enraged.
He's not being fired. He is staying till his contract is up. Hell, he may get an extension if he wants to coach for another year or two. But the reign, when he steps down, is Johnny Bryant's. Just get that through your heads.
Yes, Johnny Bryant will get the job through hand-me-down. He will not be getting it through midseason.
It's called establishing a culture, folks. This is what we wanted.
And I don't blame you guys. Listen, I don't blame the toxic fans because they don't know this. This is a new lifestyle for them. You know, it's like being abused and taking out the abuse. All you know is abuse. So I don't blame them. You know what I mean? But at the same time,
messed up analogy, but it's true.
Yeah, like I don't blame you, but there's gonna have to come a point where you take credibility for what you guys say. You know what I mean? There's gonna have to come a point. I'm gonna let it rock for another season. I'm gonna let y'all say what you gotta say. I'm gonna let it rock. But at some point, you gotta come into realization with yourself and understand what's really going on right now. You're saying something that needs to happen while it's happening. Get me? Are we on the same page here? Cool. Okay, so Dante DiVincenzo. Small, 6'4". Shooting guard, a little bit different than the other options, because a lot of the options were 6'7" small forwards. Dante DiVincenzo's a shooting guard. I like DiVincenzo. I just don't think we need a shooting guard. I think we need to go the small forward route, whoever it may be. But from what I'm seeing, it's looking like DiVincenzo would be the guy we get. More importantly, the Villanova connection is there. We got another homie of Jalen Brunson. Not only a homie, but a roommate. So they're very close, best friends. So if anybody's getting the word or getting the recommendation, it's definitely going to be Dante DiVincenzo. But what do you like about DiVincenzo's game that makes him different than the rest of the guys, that makes him, like, I guess, the better fit?
Well, the chemistry, of course. That means people underrate that. Why did I lose that word?
I don't know.
People, okay. Yeah, I kind of caught a brain fart for a second.
It's okay, it happens. It happens.
People underestimate chemistry and what it means. You know what I mean? So bringing him to the table with familiar faces would only help the situation, in my opinion. But as far as what he brings to the table, pretty good shooter percentage wise, very efficient, a hustle player. He can facilitate, so he can run both guards if you need him to. Decent defender. So having him on the floor, me personally, you're not losing much. You're actually gaining hustle. Not to say that our starting guards don't hustle, but, like, you know, when they sit and get tired, starting guard is Quentin Grimes. When he backs up Quentin Grimes and Quentin Grimes get tired, we're not taking that much of a step back.
That is true. And I also want to look at something. Because I was going to say my best bet out of this thing was Torrey Craig, but I want to see something. Craig is 32 years old, and Dante DiVincenzo is
26. Okay. Oh, and fun fact, they did win the chip together when they were in Villanova.
Was Josh Hart on that team as well? Yeah,
He was. It was Josh Hart, Jalen Brunson, DiVincenzo, Mikal Bridges, Jay Wright, I think his name was. That was a good team. That was a real good team.
Did they have this guy from the he was on the Suns. Now he's on the Nets.
Yeah, Mikal Bridges.
Mikal Bridges, yeah. So damn, yeah, they had a nice little squad there.
They did, bro. They did. They really did. So that was a good team. And another fun fact. Guess who led the team in scoring in the championship game?
Oh, whoa, let me guess. Was it DiVincenzo?
31 points.
Nice. So he averaged 9 points, 43% from the field, 39% from three. Now, if you ask me, that's amazing numbers, judging by the fact he didn't even play much. So
efficient, bro. Efficiency is everything to me. Bro, you can be a star, but if you're not efficient, bro, I don't want you. He's efficient. I'll take him.
Yeah, and he is a champion.
He did. He won the chip with the Bucks.
Dante DiVincenzo is a champion. He is a ring holder, so my man's got playoff experience. So that's another guy that's a nice veteran to add to the roster.
It's a fact. I actually forgot about that, believe it or not.
That's a guy with some championship experience right there, and great coaching. What was the coach's name? I forgot his name, but he was a great coach. You know, I think the organization guy did it a little dirty, but you know, same way with the Miami Heat thing. If you could run in that kind of system, you could run in Tibbs' system no problem. And not that Tibbs' system is a problem, because the fact that Josh Hart was able to come in mid-season and do, because Josh Hart kind of debunks most of the idealistic things of Tom Thibodeau about how his system doesn't work. It's not, you know, it doesn't fit this, that, and the third. If it doesn't fit, how can somebody that came mid-season work come in so and fit so well?
Good question.
So
that's a really good question, but we know the answer. He was just a good. He fit what we needed. We needed a guy off the bench to give us hustle, to give us some points when we needed it. He does that.
Dante DiVincenzo definitely does that.
He does that too?
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm sorry. You're talking about...
You're talking about Josh Hart, but DiVincenzo does that too.
Yeah, he does that.
Why would you not want two of those? Plus quickly off the bench. Bro, that's a nice little bench.
To back up
the guards and your small forward, quickly, DiVincenzo, Hart. And then you got Ihart as the backup center. That's the nine-man rotation. You just need somebody to back up Randle. I'm only not mentioning Obi because I'm assuming he's going to get traded. But if he's here, hey, you know, more power to him.
Yeah, and it's important to remember the Tibbs's rotations and stuff like that. just because you're a bench player doesn't mean you won't play with the starters. There's definitely going to be a lineup where DiVincenzo's out there with Jalen Brunson. You know what I mean? So there's going to be a lot of ways we could mix and match this with DiVincenzo. And more importantly, he's going to help us with shooting. He's going to spread the court way more. You know, I'm tired of seeing the zone, Steve. I can't handle it no more. So
DiVincenzo will help with that.
Yeah. And, you know, I see his thing, injury, right? He went through surgery. He had a major injury. Can he stay healthy? That's the biggest.
He did last year.
He did. But anything, you know.
Yeah, you never know.
Once.
That's the con to him.
Once you have a severe injury like that, you're kind of on the you're on the clock, in my opinion. You know, it's only a matter of time. You know, so hopefully, you know, if we do go that route, which we most likely will,
I predict we do.
It probably be fast too, like right off the opening, like right off, like right free agency, boom, Knicks signed DiVincenzo kind of thing. Like it might be fast. It might be real fast.
I predict that as well. I do.
Yes, yes. So overall, I think Knicks make one, maybe two signings most, two probably being just assets maybe. But I think DiVincenzo is definitely a play, is definitely going to be a play now. Signing and an important one too. You know, don't undermine the small things. You know, you need 100 nails to hold up something. One nail comes out, the whole thing may fall out. So, like I said in the beginning of the show, everybody on this team has a very specific role. If we're signing you, it's because we believe that you can fit that role perfectly or above and beyond. And DiVincenzo is one of those players that can definitely be like a Josh Hart. He can come in and do his job and some. You know what I mean? So, DiVincenzo, his work ethic is good. You know, he's got a good head on his shoulders. The fact that he's even talking about Jalen Brunson and being in around him is already giving signs, because he was just on a podcast talking about Jalen Brunson recently.
I saw that.
So, you know, anything's possible. So, I think that would be best bet. In my opinion, I think DiVincenzo will definitely be best bet. I'm sure it wouldn't cost us that much. And maybe we work out a deal. You know, that comes with culture. You know what I mean? You know, people, I've said it many times on this show. It's a different feeling when you get people that want to be here, because things just happen. Like Julius Randle took a pay cut because he wants to be here. The player option for Josh Hart, they gave him, I think, they paid him actually full, right? They paid him full.
They extended it to this weekend for some reason.
I think they're working out a deal. I think they're doing something.
I don't know what's going on with that. That was weird.
Leon Rose, he's working on discount time right now. He's working on Dollar Tree time. So, which is fine, because that means everybody around him is happy. But you gotta see, this is what's more important. You gotta start thinking, why do you think he's doing that with all these players? Why do you think he's saving all this money? It's not for nothing. He's got something in mind. You know, he's working in there. Something in there is working. And you know, what who are we? Let's be real. Who are we to see what he sees right now? All we can do is speculate. He's the man with the phone numbers. He's the man with the calls. He's the man that knows the guy who knows the guy who knows the guy's cousin. You know, what do we have on Leon Rose? Let's be real. Nothing.
Yeah, like you said, all we can do is speculate and go by what sports media says, unfortunately. Yeah. And you can easily dissect what's real and what isn't. That's the cool part about it.
And I think as we grow and as we continue going on with this, we're actually getting better in deciphering, because as content creators, we have a responsibility to you guys to bring you valid factual information. You know, and we take that to heart. We feel like that's our motto. If we had, like, you know how managers have like a certain, if you go to a job, they have like a plaque on the wall with a quote. If we had a quote, it'd just be valid info. That would be the quote.
I could agree with that.
You know what I mean? We, you know, so we're wrong and we own up to it. You know, we're very unbiased. We like to keep things open-minded. And, you know, we pick and choose, or, you know, we pick apart the best available information that we have, because the same information you guys get, we get too. We just have to decipher it in terms of, you know, we're like the filter. We're the water filter for you guys. you know, the social media and all the media is all the dirt and all the stuff, and we just give you the pure liquefied water. You know what I mean? Yo, I'm on a roll with the analogies today. Cool.
Yeah, I know.
Yo, I'm on a roll today.
You want some Bruce Lee shit today, huh?
let's keep it going, man. Okay, so, boom, free agency out the way. Let's get to the good stuff. Twitter. Now.
Oh, God, bro.
Stevie has indeed poked the bear, tore the hornet's nest down, and stomped on it. Stevie, he did a thing. Stevie, do you want to read what you wrote? I have a picture of it. But do you want to read it since you were the one that wrote it?
Sure. Let me get it up. Hold on one second. All I did was tell the truth. We all know what I'm saying is the facts. And I'm gonna give you call. And I'm gonna give you context to what I said.
Give it to us.
Because most people.
Give us the whole story, Stevie.
You know what? All right.
Give it to us straight.
I put, it's going to be funny seeing Nick fans cheer for Randle next season when he averages 25, 10, and 5. And he will too. And you will cheer. Lie to yourself if you want to. Let me put context to this. Because a lot of you came and commented this stupid comment. Of course we're going to cheer when the Knicks do good. No shit, bro. That's what fans do. If you really thought that was the point of my post, I'm just going to say it. You're an idiot. Here's what I was really trying to say. After an off-season of y'all slandering the man, saying you trade him for a bag of chips and all kinds of dumb shit, he's going to put up numbers again, and you're going to cheer for him. And there's a word for that. Now I'm going to have to put two quarters in there because I'm cursed twice. It makes you a dick rider. A lot of you came to my posts admitted that you're a dick rider.
We're making a charity very rich today.
Yeah. Instead of three, oh, yeah.
Like four or five, but it's okay. Listen, it's the first episode back. Let it out. We have a lot of raw emotions. Let's let it out. Let the cat out the bag, Stevie.
Well, I'm not really emotional. I'm just stating the truth. That's what y'all said that. One dude said, don't tell fans how to fan, which means, all right, here's what I said. Let me put that. I put, you strike me as that fan that was screaming MVP in the regular season. Don't need to slander him now. Those are my exact words. I'm paraphrasing. He came and said, don't tell fans how to fan. Which clearly means you admitted to being that. Like, bro, what's wrong with Knicks fans, bro? Like, what's wrong?
I don't know. And it's not everybody. It's just the select few. No,
some people came and just disagreed. Like, they said the whole, you know, trade Randle. I want him gone. I'm not going to cheer for him either way. That's your prerogative. You know, whatever.
Shout out to everybody who actually was, like, defending. We had a couple of defenders in the chat. So shout out to those guys who took our side. Shout out to those who had a different opinion. You don't always have to be on our side.
Yeah, of course. That's not what we're here for. You know what I mean? We're here to give our side. You disagree. We talk about it. We try to come to an understanding. Some Knicks fans just don't come to an understanding because they like being miserable. Like yes. You said, like you used to. It took Tina Turner a long time to get over Ike Turner. You know what I mean?
I don't even know who they are, but if it's abusive relationship.
Yes. You never seen that movie? What's Love Got to Do with It? You got to see that movie, bro.
I have not.
You say you don't know who Tina Turner is on the live? Oh, damn, bro. You gonna hear it on Twitter tomorrow.
Oh, damn. I'm sorry.
Not from me, but hopefully nobody hears that. But you good. But
what do you mean? Reposting this?
But anyway, the point is, it took her a long time to get over a dude who used to beat the shit out of her, bro. OD. Look into that.
Oh, my God.
Look into that. I'm surprised you don't know about that. As a matter of fact, I'll show you. They got memes about it. Yeah, it's messed up. Her story was messed up. But she ended up overcoming it. And the point is, Knicks
fans
are
that kind of
people. They're used to the abuse. I kind of got sidetracked. The point is, Knicks fans are that person. Y'all so used to the abuse. Y'all want to stay abused instead of seeing the progress in front of you.
Yes.
Y'all playing need the to victim. Be, all right. Now I'm bringing Tina Turner back because I'm going to use her for the analogy. Y'all need to be Tina Turner when she rose above it and made the song What's Love Got to Do with It.
Amen. Amen.
You'll understand that.
Preach. Amen. Listen, all we're looking for is a sense of consistency. Yeah, yeah, we're gonna cheer. Yeah, we're gonna boo. Knicks Anonymous, you can look through. I am the one who called Randall the fidget spinner. To this day, I'm trademarking this. Nobody was calling him till I said something.
Somebody else called him that?
Yes, there's multiple people that call him the fidget spinner.
Stop it.
Yes, I promise you. I've seen it. The gangsters talk, they move in silence. I don't talk a lot. But, like, listen.
I got to see. I want to see.
I'll see if I can find some. But.
Because I remember I heard you say that first. Like, not even because we're podcast co-hosts. I legit heard you say that first.
Yeah. Listen. We are going to articulate our opinion based on performance. If your performance is dog water, we are going to talk about the dog water and how you can fix the dog water. If you're playing like God, we're going to tell you why and praise you for playing as such. Okay? So we are very open-minded, like I said. Now, there's a middle ground. Now, the middle ground is the fact that me and Stevie see the bigger picture. And a lot of other Knicks fans see the bigger picture that I think a lot of other fans are missing. Yes, in the moment, Randall does stupid things and great things. But in the grand scheme of things, he is a very valuable asset to this team. One that shocked me the most was somebody said, oh, his regular season numbers don't matter. I'm like, how did you?
That one actually slipped my mind. I think that was the dumbest comment out of all of them.
How do you expect us to get to the playoffs in a high seeding? You want us to go first place, and have a high seeding. How you want to get there? You gotta win in the regular season.
That was such a stupid comment, bro. I was like, yeah, of course. Bro, when he said that, I was like, yo, how else do you get into the playoffs? You think you just waltz in? You got to have a good regular season, bro. So it does count.
And it's weird reading all these tweets because you would think we were a winning team all along. You would think we were championship contenders 2 years ago. We made it to the second round.
Somebody pointed that out too. He was like, y'all talking like we Lakers. I was like, yeah, bro. Like, when did we become so entitled? We just started winning 2 years ago.
You get what I'm saying? Like,
we're a funny fan base, bro.
Everyone needs to take a chill pill, but it's okay. Listen, it's okay. Everybody's excited. Everybody got the, but this is why we're here. We're here to keep the peace as much as we can.
As you said, we're here to filter the water.
Yeah, we're filtering the water. You know, so. Listen, we were a fifth seed.
2 years ago, fifth, if I remember correctly. I could be wrong, though. I think we were fourth twice. I could be wrong.
Let's see. Knicks were fifth.
Okay, so you were fifth 2 years ago, missed the playoffs last year.
No, we were fifth. We were fifth this year.
Oh, we were fifth this year. So we were fourth the other year.
Okay. Yeah, we were fourth the first year, missed the following year.
Fifth this year.
So, bro, and not only were we a seed under the first year, we actually went further than the first year. And not only did we go further than the first year, we beat the guy that person that said that regular season numbers didn't matter probably wanted. And we killed him 4-1. Murdered him. Absolutely demolished Donovan Mitchell.
That's another thing that's weirded me out. Why do we still want him? We proved we were good without him. You know what I mean?
And for who?
No disrespect to Donovan Mitchell. He's a great player. We don't need him.
I don't know, bro. Lost for words. Knicks fans being Knicks fans yet again. Do I miss it? Not at all, bro. This is what it's about, Stevie. Because honestly, without them, no content.
That's true. I can't even lie, bro. Like, y'all bring us life, believe it or not.
I'm going to keep it a buck. And it's not to make fun of y'all. You know, listen.
Except for the one who said regular season don't matter. That was pretty foolish, bro. So then I assume you don't watch basketball all season if that's the case.
Yeah. You know.
Dumbass. I'm sorry, bro.
That's pretty much what it is. You know, listen, we won't call you a dumbass, but if you say dumbass stuff like that.
You're a dumbass, bro. I'm gonna call you a dumbass. That was some dumbass shit, bro. You was just trying to make a point and you didn't.
Yeah, there was nothing to be said, really. It was just talking and that's it. You know, the way Nick's Twitter talks, you would think we came in last place last season.
Mm-hmm.
You would definitely think we came in last place last season. I think everybody just needs to, like I said, deep breaths, usa, meditate 10 minutes a day, some light. Get your head very clear, my friend. And you would see in the greater scheme of things, we are in a very good place. And we're in such a good place, like we just said, if you watched all the way up until this point, we are making small increment changes to the team. Why? Because all we need to do is tighten up the screws. That's it. We don't need to replace any parts. We don't need to change the catalytic converter. We just need to tighten up the screws and see where it plays out. Right? What's the harm in that? We've been playing it out for decades. And now we actually have some form of results. And if you would have asked me, I think we're a year ahead of schedule.
We're just fine. I wouldn't say we're ahead or behind. I think we're fine where we're at.
Actually, you know what? You're right. I take that back.
I think we're fine where we're at.
We made it first round, missed playoffs again, came back and made it second round. Who's to say we don't make a small increment change again and we go even further? We may not win the second round depending who we play, but we may go to game 7. You know what I mean? Like, it might be an actual series. Someone actually said Knicks could possibly. I don't know who said it. I don't know if it was somebody from ESPN or somebody, but I remember hearing somebody say it could have been Perkins actually, because Perkins is actually a big advocate for the Knicks recently. So shout out to Kendrick.
I kind of noticed that he says a lot of wild stuff sometimes, but lately he's been having the Knicks back. I'm like, what's up with that? What's going on? ESPN usually don't like us.
It's okay. He sees the light, you know, and that's perfect. That's fine. That's all you need to do is see the light at the end of the tunnel. And there's hope. So pretty much he said that don't be surprised if the Knicks actually become contenders.
I mean, we weren't supposed to make it to the second round. We were supposed to lose to the Cavs, remember?
We were actually the underdogs the entire playoff series. The entire playoffs.
Oh, we were supposed to only win 38 games, according to Vegas. I'm going to say that all summer. Vegas had us had our over-under at 38.
And we had 47.
I guess the gamblers were wrong.
We should have gambled. We gotta gamble against them again because they probably gonna lowball us again.
Yeah, I want to see, bro. If Vegas has the
over-under, if they have us below 40, I'm going for that.
Oh hell yeah! But I get the feeling this year they'll do us. If like I had to 43. Guess. I would say 44 or 45. They'll make our over-under. And I would definitely bet the over on that. But that's just me guessing.
Do playoff wins count too or no?
Nah, that's just regular season.
Oh, okay. 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 So, yeah, man. Listen, we got a lot of good stuff off our chest. This episode was a very good episode. Actually, prologue. We actually thought it was going to be a 30-minute episode. It's around to be an hour. So, shoot.
Damn. We had a lot to get off our chest. But it's been a while. We had a lot to say.
It's been a minute. It's good to be back, man. I'm excited for this season of Knicks Anonymous specifically because we are working on this phone system that we're trying to figure out, and we're definitely going to be taking callers. So that's going to be fun. Again, please be respectful as much as possible. You come in with any trolling, any racist, anything that's not Knicks, you're going to get the boot immediately.
Yeah, bro, please. Basketball related. It doesn't even have to be the Knicks. I mean, we're a Knicks podcast. But we'll talk
no too. Political, nothing.
And no
nothing.
Politics. No.
Nothing.
Just Knicks and basketball. I said, we'll talk basketball with you if you have a question about something else as well, bro. Because we know ball.
Yes. If you want, social medias down below. If you want to talk basketball, hit us up there. If you're going to come on the show, please be on topic as much as possible. I don't mind chit-chatting you for 30 seconds. It's just me and Stevie on our time here. You know, sometimes we record late. We don't want, you know, and plus we don't know how many people are going to be calling in. We want to give everybody a chance. So for the most part, just try to stay on topic.
And yeah, sometimes we get sidetracked. That happens.
Let's try to stay organized the best of our abilities. You know what I mean? So, but with that being said, 101 in the books, man. Great episode. Shout out to the Knicks Anonymous family as always. We're not sure when we're going to drop again. It's kind of like an emergency drop because, like, we haven't really posted anything and it has been getting spicy lately. So, yeah.
I would guess you want to try for Sunday? Because first day of free agency is Saturday.
Yeah. So, we'll give you guys an update if anything pops off. If nothing pops off, we'll just give you a regular NBA update, and then we'll just go from there from who gets picked. Because who knows? Maybe DiVincenzo goes to another team, and we need to pick somebody else. So, or maybe he re-signs. You know, we never know.
Yeah, they supposedly said we was looking at Shake Milton from Philly. I would assume that that's a backup option if we don't sign DiVincenzo. Because Shake Milton's not too bad. He's okay. I like Shake Milton.
Word. So, So Monday. Monday, regular scheduled program. Monday, stay tuned for the episode. So y'all getting spoiled a little something this week and next week. So yeah, man, we'll see y'all there. I'm LJ as always.
And Stevie's in the building as usual.
We are the people's voice.
And we are nothing without you, the people.
Beautiful people. Let's go Knicks.